Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. As I was mentioning, a massive solar eruption, but they're not sure if it's headed towards planet Earth. William Forstgen, Bill, has been a PhD in history from Purdue University, specializing in military history. His secondary areas of study included the American Civil War and the history of technology. He's been a regular guest on our program for years, bringing to us the story of power, protecting the power grid. His book, One Second After, another one, One Year After, and Pillar to the Sky. Mr. Forstgen, welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be with you again, George.
So what's going on with the sun this time? Nobody knows what's happening.
I'm looking at spaceweather.com as we talk. They call it a failure to launch. Yesterday, the 29th, there was a large solar flare, but it did not get beyond the sun's atmosphere. I mean, the sun's gravitational pull, because that can affect that. Right now, they're calling for up to a 30% probability of severe solar activity in higher latitudes. Mid-latitudes, not so much. So we're in another risk point, but not serious yet, but it could change any day.
I saw an interesting story today, too, Bill, that in 1859, of course, the Carentan event, which you know about, with the huge flare that knocked out the telegraph system at the time. But apparently they're saying back in the year 774,
yes,
there was a huge, huge coronal mass ejection.
Yeah, I have read about that. There are records in China that's where we get the information from, that you could see it in broad daylight. They thought the sun was exploding. Listen, if they even had a 19th century technology then, it would have been wiped out. Even a 21st century technology
Absolutely.
Would have been taken right offline by a storm of that intensity.
Are you more concerned? I'm sorry, go ahead.
They happen about every 150 to 200 years.
Are you more concerned about a CME, coronal mass ejection, or an EMP, an electronic magnetic pulse?
That's like the question you ask kids. Do you prefer to freeze to death or fry to death?
Yeah.
They're both bad. No weapon system has ever been built that at some point or other somebody hasn't tried to use it. The use of an EMP by launching three or four small nuclear weapons above the United States, 250 miles out, detonate them, that triggers an EMP that could cripple the country. Or a coronal mass ejection, same thing. I think both are inevitable. Statistically, sooner or later, we will be hit by a large CMA. And the other side of it is, someday somebody's going to use it as a weapon.
Has it ever been tested as a possible weapon somewhere where it shuts out the power grid?
Not that is declassified. I've heard rumors, you know, you can create an EMP generator that can create a short range effect. But of course, nobody's actually tried to use putting one up in space, a nuclear weapon in space, and detonating it. That would just be catastrophic.
One of your books is called One Second After. What happens 1 second after?
Well, let's call it I call it a Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You know, remember the old, you know, Maslow's hierarchy, what you need to stay alive. Well, society needs the following. If we are hit by an EMP, a military use of a weapon that sets up a large electrostatic discharge that blows our power grid out, the first thing you're going to notice is you don't have water anymore, unless you have a gravity-fed system. If you have a pump, or be it for your backyard or for an entire city, the water is gone. Item number two, food. The average community has 20 to 25 days worth of food on hand. Once that's gone, it's gone. Three, medication. The average community actually only has about several days worth of medication on hand. It's delivered every day by FedEx. Fourth, command and control. What about your public safety? We've noticed an uptick and a lot of bad things happening in America over the last year. Imagine if there was no power even for a week or two.
Oh, my God.
End result, people will start getting sick from improper use of water, polluted water, gastrointestinal illnesses. People will start getting sick because of lack of food. People will start getting sick because of medication. According to several congressional studies, upwards of 90% of the population would be dead within a year.
I use that statistic quite a lot and quote you. That is staggering and horribly frightful.
Well, you know, you've had Peter Pry on your show, haven't
yep,
you?
Because of you, of course.
Yeah. Peter Pry, to me, is the godfather. He is the one who has been blowing the whistle for the alert of this for 30 years. Peter Pry and I only disagreed on one thing, and he actually came over to my side. He used to say that if we were ever hit by an EMP, America would be thrown back 100 years to 1870. And I'm like, Peter, people in 1870 knew how to live in 1870. They knew the technology of that time.
That's right.
We'll be thrown back 1,000 years because nobody knows how the system works.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today. We have relied too much on electricity, on power, on stores. Just a few people will be able to make it.
Unfortunately, yes. You know, I gave a talk 2 days ago for a consortium of power companies in South Carolina. I learned a lot from this one. These guys were, you know, the major executives for a number of power co-ops in South Carolina, and they're scared. Now, for example, we get hit by an EMP, it's going to blow out our power grid, our wiring, all our vast wiring turns into antennas that pick up the overload and burn it out. Transformers are going to go.
Which come from China, by the way.
That's my point. And what's the average time for, if we need a major transformer replacement, what's the average amount of time needed to get one?
Oh, my gosh. Way too long. And that's assuming we don't have a couple in stock.
And see, there's part of the problem that we talked about. They don't have the money, which they should have, to stockpile crucial equipment the way we've done in the past during the Second World War and such, where we stockpiled certain types of weapons or terribly so, you know, during the Cold War with nuclear weapons.
And if for some reason, Bill, China was the country that launched the EMP against us, they're not going to supply us with transformers.
They'll smile and give us a middle finger, you know. The average large transformer takes 2 years to be produced, shipped to this country, put into place. We're screwed. A good report I read, well, not a good report, an accurate report I read several years back, DOE, Department of Energy, pointed out that the average component in our electrical system is about 40 years old. In other words, we're shipping our power to us, our electricity, over a system that was basically from the 1970s, 1980s.
That's old technology, I think.
It's antiquated. It's absolutely, the only thing missing is let's go back to copper wires. It just doesn't have the ability. It's not robust. And as we're seeing now with crisis regarding fuel and other things, we're just barely able to produce enough electricity to keep the system going. Rolling blackouts are going to become a real thing. They already are in some parts of the country. Well, if we're that close to the edge, it just takes a little bit more to disrupt the entire system.
What did you see to make you write 1 second after years ago?
The Twilight Zone.
You laugh like the devil, by the way.
You remember the Twilight Zone episode?
I sure do.
Yeah, the monsters are due on Maple Street,
I think
it was.
Classic.
Where the aliens just simply turn electricity on and off in this community. And within a half hour, people are going crazy. But seriously, when I was in graduate school and studying military history, I had a really good course on current military thinking and such. And EMP came up as a preemptive first strike capability, meaning it could be launched preemptively by a third-rate power and cripple the opponent in the opening move. Who's the major player for that? North Korea.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.